happen right here, right now. Calling out to all area crew, we gon' make the trip happen right here, right now. Calling out to all area crew, we gon' make the trip happen right here, right now.
This is Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM, the only show where conscious youth in New York City bring you the latest on youth activism. I'm Saki with Nell Geiser.
And coming up, we'll go to a samba in Brazil. Well, Saki went to one and brought back some sound. We'll speak with the founding director of the asthma-free school zones out in the Lower East Side, and a conversation with a promoter for The Onion out in the Twin Cities about the punk scene and getting out the youth vote. But first, here's some of the latest in youth news.
Stop ruining my day.
Every time I pick up a paper or turn on it to a news flash, another youth pass, school grounds a bloodbath, politicians score sex scams.
Enrollment is way up at State University of New York and City University of New York schools, despite increased tuition. More students than ever before are attending SUNY this fall, with 413,000 students enrolled, 4,000 more than last year. At CUNY, enrollment is at its highest since 1975. Tuition at both CUNY and SUNY schools increased a full 25% last September, now clocking in at over $4,000 a year.
In related news, a new study finds that it costs New York families almost a third of their annual income to send their children to a public four-year college. The report out this week from the National Center for Public Policy and Higher Education gave New York an F on college affordability. The low- and middle-income students that the report talks about are the very students whose funding and access to college are in jeopardy. That's Miriam Kramer of the New York Public Interest Research Group talking to Newsday. New York is among 36 states given the failing grade, and the nation as a whole failed the affordability test, down from a national D 2 years ago.
In more education news, immigrant rights advocates nationwide began a 5-day fast Wednesday to focus attention on immigration issues, including the DREAM Act. The DREAM Act would allow undocumented youth to become legal U.S. residents. If the act passed, 65,000 college-age immigrants every year would become eligible to apply for scholarships and financial aid programs for which they do not qualify. A national day of solidarity has been called for September 25th, with the group fasts planned across the country.
And one final education story. Late last week, Mayor Bloomberg announced his plan to expand New York City's contentious accountability agenda. This year, not only third graders, but also fifth graders will be held accountable if they fail. Now it's time to take the next step and end social promotion in the fifth grade this year. That's Mayor Bloomberg. Students who score at level one, the lowest level, on their citywide math or English test will be held back, although they will be allowed to appeal the decision. In the coming weeks, look for Rise Up Radio to bring you more on this unpopular policy. And that's some of the latest in youth news from around the city and around the world. For Rise Up Radio, I'm Nell Geiser with Saki Hall.
Check one, two, three.